The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Kenny Park Yee for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the July 2022 edition of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Welcome to OCDOA Upcoming Programs, our monthly e-news blast featuring select events and classes for the coming month. Programs are listed chronologically by event date from earliest to latest. To avoid missing registration deadlines, be sure to note the register by dates. We can't wait for you to join us. To register, call or visit the center of your choice, unless otherwise indicated in the program description. The Passmore Center is located at 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro. You can call 919-245-2015. The Seymour Center is located at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Call 919-968-2070. Or you can register online at orangecountync.gov/online-registration. July 1st. The first event is the July 4th Bingo Party. Start your Independence Day celebration with a morning of bingo with the Hillsboro Police Department. Light refreshments will be served. Minimum of 15 people, maximum of 25. This takes place Friday, July 1st at 10 a.m., located at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Friday, June 17th, and the fee is free. The next event is called Care Partner Collaborative. For caregivers and those they care for, a space to be in community where many hands make light work. A weekly gathering that offers opportunities for connection and active engagement in ways that work for all. Let's do this together. Registration required. Please contact Lisa Meinert at LMEINERT at orangecountync.gov or call 919-245-4251 to discuss eligibility. Maximum of 10 registrants. This takes place on Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., located at the Seymour Center. Call 919-245-4251. The register by date says contact the facilitator, and the fee for this event is free. The next event is called Garden Delight, Seek and Find. Our garden is beautiful all year long, and you never know what you might see hidden about the flowers and shrubbery. Stop at our front desk for a list of items to seek in our garden, and once you find them, return your form to the front desk, and we will enter your name in a drawing for a special prize. The leader for this event is Patty Meehan. This takes place from Friday, July 1st through the 29th at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. There is no required register by date, and the fee for this event is free. On July 5th, there's an event called Dementia. Let's talk about it. Join OCDOA's dementia care specialists for an online conversation around topics related to dementia education, living with cognitive change, and being a dementia caregiver. We will provide 15 to 30 minutes of education at the start of the hour, and the remaining time will be spent in conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing around the day's topic. You may register for one or multiple sessions. The topic is visual changes in dementia. The fee for this event is free. This takes place on July 5th from 10:15 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. The event will be online, and to register, email or call the Aging Helpline at agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov or 919-968-2087. You will receive the meeting link or phone number after registration. The next event is Hillsboro Memory Cafe. Join us for a free, fun, low-stress social engagement opportunity for people living with dementia and their care partners. This takes place on Tuesday, July 5th at 2 p.m. The fee is free. This will be at Cup of Joe at 112 West King Street in Hillsboro, North Carolina, zip 27278. Registration is encouraged but not required. For information or to register, contact Kendall Kopchick at 919-245-4278 or email kkop CHICK, at orangecountync.gov. The next event is on July 6th, and it's called Passmore Center Carvers, parentheses, wood carving. Class will teach the basic skills of safety, sharpening, wood grain, stop cuts, and center lines. Use our tools through your first project, a boot. Costs $1 for the boot cutout. We are currently making comfort birds, small stylized birds we give to senior center regulars as they face sickness or stress in their lives. The instructor is Steve Zamorski. This takes place on Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Wednesday, June 29th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event is called Summer LGBTQ Plus Dinner and a Movie Series. Warmer weather and longer days offer the perfect opportunity to spend the evening out. Each month will feature a new movie that celebrates the joys, struggles, and journeys of the LGBTQ plus community. Dinner will be served at 5:30 p.m. Co-sponsored by SAGE of Central North Carolina and Project Engage LGBTQ plus SRT. This month's feature, Cloudburst, follows characters Stella and Dottie, an older lesbian couple from Maine who embark on a Thelma and Louise-style road trip to Nova Scotia to get married after Dottie is moved into a nursing home by her granddaughter. Along the way, they pick up Prentice, a hitchhiker traveling home to Nova Scotia to visit his dying mother, and the three bond as they travel together. This takes place Wednesday, July 6th, from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. This takes place at the Seymour Center. Register by Friday, July 1st. Please call 919-968-2070, and the fee for this event is free. The next event takes place on July 7th, and it's called Mahjong for Beginners. Mahjong is a game of both skill and luck that originated in China many centuries ago and was brought to the West in the 1920s. This small group setting is perfect for learning this game of strategy. The instructor is Carol Marcus. Session 2 takes place on Thursdays from July 7th through July 28th at 10:45 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. This takes place at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015. Register by Thursday, June 30th, and the fee for this event is $10. On July 11th, there's an event called Chapel Hill Memory Cafe. Join us for a free, fun, low-stress social engagement opportunity for people living with dementia and their care partners. This takes place on Monday, July 11th at 11 a.m. The fee for this event is free. The location will be at Brugger's Bagels at 1-800 East Franklin Street, Chapel Hill, NC, zip 27514. Registration is encouraged but not required. For information or to register, contact Kendall Kopchick at 919-245-4278 or kkopchick at orangecountync.gov. The next event is called Outsmarting the Scammers in Orange County. Join Sergeant Daniel Roberson with the Orange County Sheriff's Department and learn about the local scams taking place here in Orange County. These scams are very real and can cost you your identity and money. He will also share scams that are taking place on the national level. Minimum of 10 registrants, maximum of 20. This takes place on Monday, July 11th at 1 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015. Register by Monday, July 4th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event takes place on July 12th, and it's called Painted Tea Towel. Create that pop of color your kitchen is craving for the summer. In this class, you will be designing your own set of tea towels using festive summer colors and fruit. Yes, fruit. This takes place on Tuesday, July 12th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Tuesday, July 5th, and the fee for this event is $6. The next event is called Retirement Reimagined, your next chapter. Most of us consider retirement planning a financial matter only. We often neglect the equally important social, emotional, practical, and spiritual challenges that come with this major life transition. Whether you are retired or planning to retire, Retirement Reimagined can help you write your next chapter. Week 1, Getting Started. Week 2, Retirement as a Life Transition. Week 3, Planning for the Transition. Week 4, Reinvesting Skills, Experience, Gifts, Values, Passion. Week 5, Writing Your Next Chapter, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Week 6, Your Legacy. The instructor will be C. Michael Thompson. This runs on Tuesdays from July 12th through August 16th at 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. This takes place at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070. Register by Tuesday, July 5th, and the fee for this event is free. On July 13th, there's an event called Memory, Forgetfulness, and Aging. There's never been a better time to discuss the ties between memory, aging, and the norms surrounding them. Join Carol Diggs to discuss what's normal and what's not. This takes place Wednesday, July 13th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This will be at the Passmore Center, but also hybrid. Please call 919-245-2015. Register by Wednesday, July 6th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event is called Flicks at Passmore, Death on the Nile. Calling all Agatha Christie fans. Join us as we watch what Hercule Poirot is investigating in Death on the Nile. This takes place Wednesday, July 13th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015. Register by Wednesday, July 6th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event takes place on July 14th, and it's called The Gift Best Given, A Memoir. Edward DeGange is a Hillsborough resident and the author of the book The Gift Best Given, which tells the story of a son's search for the woman who had placed him for adoption. He subsequently discovered that his birth mother had been a celebrity performer in the ice skating spectaculars of the 1940s and 1950s, and the 1943 movie Lady Let's Dance. Join him for the movie, Q&A, and book signing. This takes place Thursday, July 14th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center, but also hybrid. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Thursday, July 7th, and the fee for this event is free. On July 15th, there's an event called Scams and Frauds. Scammers and con artists are always looking to take advantage of consumers. This Scams and Frauds presentation includes information on how to identify prevalent scams and frauds, respond if you think you've been scammed, and keep yourself and your information safe. Minimum of 10 registrants, maximum of 40. The presenter will be John Brown, North Carolina Department of Justice Outreach and Policy Advisor. Link provided after registration. This event takes place Friday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. It will be virtual. Please call 919-968-2070. Register by Friday, July 8th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event is called Maple View at the Seymour Center. Come celebrate National Ice Cream Month with us at the Seymour Center. Delicious frozen treat courtesy of our local favorite, Maple View Ice Cream. This takes place Friday, July 15th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This will take place at the Seymour Center outdoors. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Friday, July 8th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event takes place on July 19th. Dementia. Let's talk about it. Join OCDOA's dementia care specialists for an online conversation around topics related to dementia education, living with cognitive change, and being a dementia caregiver. We will provide 15 to 30 minutes of education at the start of the hour, and the remaining time will be spent in conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing around the day's topic. You may register for one or multiple sessions. The topic will be aphasia. The fee for this event is free. This takes place on Tuesday, July 19th from 10:15 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. This will take place online. To register, email agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov or call the Aging Helpline at 919-968-2087. You will receive the meeting link and phone number after registration. The next event is on July 20th, and it's called Memory Cafe on the Move. Join us for a free, fun, low-stress social engagement opportunity for people living with dementia and their care partners. This takes place on Wednesday, July 20th at 10 a.m. The fee for this event is free. This will happen at the NC Botanical Gardens at 100 Old Mason Farm Road in Chapel Hill, NC, zip 27517. Register by Monday, July 18th at 9 a.m. For information or to register, contact Kendall Kopchick at 919-245-4278 or KKOPCHICK at orangecountync.gov. The next event is called Laughing at Old Age Comedy. Are you ready for a good laugh? It is said that laughter is like medicine and it's good for the soul. Get a dose of comedian Tom Coleman, who will guarantee laughter during his stand-up comedy routine about the day-to-day activities of mature adults. Minimum of 15 registrants, maximum of 50. This will take place on Wednesday, July 20th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Wednesday, July 13th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event takes place on July 22nd, and it's called Chinese Opera Appreciation. We'll show a classical Chinese opera drama and introduce you to this wonderful cultural experience. You may need to understand Chinese Mandarin to fully appreciate the drama. The event takes place Friday, July 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Seymour, but also hybrid. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Friday, July 15th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event is called Summer Fruit Tray. Need some fun summer trays for your outdoor dining? Try these easy painted fruit trays. They're big and beautiful and will make your table or kitchen look amazing. Minimum of 5 registrants, maximum of 10. The instructor is Richia Liu. This takes place Friday, July 22nd from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Friday, July 15th, and there is a $5 fee for this event. The next event takes place on July 25th, and it's called Crafting with the Cop. Join police officers with the Hillsborough Police Department for a variety of crafts. The leader is Officer Scott Foster. Minimum of 5 registrants, maximum of 10. This takes place Monday, July 25th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Friday, June 17th, and the fee for this event is free. On July 26th, there's an event called Market Outlook and Opportunities. During this class, the speaker will explore the economy, interest rates, the market outlook, and current market trends. The presenter is Cinda Beauchamp, financial advisor with Edward Jones. Minimum of 3 registrants, maximum of 10. This takes place on Tuesday, July 26th at 10 a.m. This will happen at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Tuesday, July 19th, and the fee for this event is free. The next event takes place on July 27th, and it's titled British Life in the Victorian Age. We will explore what life was like for poor Victorians, including their diet, daily schedule, and clothing. Do you know what the most dreaded occupation was? Workhouses took in destitute whole families, but immediately separated them. Learn about Victorian hygiene. Do you know how everyone woke up at 4 a.m.? Lecture led by Andrew O'Brien. Minimum of 15 registrants, maximum of 50. This will take place on Wednesday, July 27th at 3 p.m. at the Passmore Center, but also hybrid. Call 919-245-2015. The fee for this event is free. The next event takes place on July 28th, and it's titled Rules of the Road. This examiner explores how you can move toward your financial goals with Edward Jones's 10 Rules of the Road to Investing. These rules help you learn the fundamental concepts of investing and potential strategies to help you build wealth. Minimum of 3 registrants, maximum of 25. The instructor is Mary Charles Nassif, CFP, CHFC, and financial advisor with Edward Jones. This event takes place on Thursday, July 28th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Thursday, July 21st, and the fee for this event is free. The next event is called Essential Oils for Hot Days. heat can drag you down and feel overwhelming. Join Kim Petrides, doTERRA wellness advocate, to learn more about the benefits specific for cooling down and offsetting heat-related issues. This event takes place on Thursday, July 28th at 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015. Register by Thursday, July 21st, and the fee is free. The next event is called Stop Human Trafficking. Human trafficking is very complex and often misunderstood. This informative presentation by the Orange County Sheriff's Office will give you insight on what to look for, potential risk factors, and dispel the myths. This event takes place on Thursday, July 28th at 4 p.m. at the Seymour Center, but also hybrid. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Thursday, July 21st, and the fee for this event is free. The final event for July takes place on July 29th, and it's titled Outdoor Dinner Party on the Patio. National Lasagna Day is celebrated every year on the 29th of July. Enjoy a delicious pasta, salad, and bread with friends on the patio. Live music, including Italian tunes by Horace Schur, will make the evening special. National Cheesecake Day falls on July 30th, so of course we will follow the meal with a cheesecake dessert. Minimum of 25 registrants, maximum of 40. This event takes place on Friday, July 29th, and it runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This will take place at the Seymour Center outdoors. Call 919-968-2070. Register by Friday, July 22nd, and the fee for this event is free. To avoid missing registration deadlines, be sure to note the register by dates. To register, call or visit the center of your choice unless otherwise indicated in the program description. The Passmore Center is at 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro. Call 919-245-2015. The hours are Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Seymour Center is at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Call 919-968-2070. Hours are Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can register online at www.orangecountync.gov/online-registration. Aging Transition Services. Aging Helpline. Call the Aging Helpline at 919-968-2087 to talk to trained staff about any aging-related issue. You may also email agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov. We try to find answers to all of your questions and link you to the services that you need. Helpline hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. Chinese and Spanish Language Aging Helplines. Call 919-245-4275 to speak to our staff in Mandarin. Call 919-245-4245 to leave a message in Spanish. And to learn more, visit us online at www.orangecountync.gov/aging. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Please be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Park Yee for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Orange County Department on Aging newsletter is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.